But I'll bet you didn't know that two of the performers on that record were Jim Seals and Dash Crofts.
I did know that.
I thought I had you. Actually, I can't take credit for that, and you didn't tell me. The lovely Dave Fox told me that.
Oh,
he is lovely, but you are quite lovelier.
I understand.
25 after 8.
The continuing saga of Bubbles the Hippo.
Oh, boy.
Once again making banner headlines across the nation. California's freedom-loving hippopotamus is not only becoming difficult to catch, she's turning into an expensive project. 14 park rangers have spent the last 2 days trying to trap Bubbles the Hippo at the rate of $1,500 a day in overtime. The enemy now concedes Bubbles is one smart 2-ton hippo. And they may have to abandon their latest plans to capture her in a net baited with alfalfa. One ranger says when Bubbles last emerged from the 1.5-acre pond that she has made her home, she looked at the ropes in the net and stayed away. Says the ranger, I think she had the whole thing figured out. I'm beginning to wonder just what we're up against here with Bubbles the Hippo.
Just remember the old saying, build a better hippo trap and the hippo will trample away to your doorstep.
I suppose so.
826 at WPGC.
Washington temperature is 38 degrees. Looking for a rainy day today, but tomorrow will be nice. Details on that a little later, in a couple of minutes, as a matter of fact. The community group calling itself RAP Incorporated held a rummage sale yesterday to raise funds for the five families on 12th Place Northwest in the district who want to buy their homes. The families have staged suppers, bake sales, and a number of other activities, all to raise the money or face eviction. The publicity the families have received in the effort have brought results. Two savings and loan associations have offered to help, and offers of aid have come from all over. The contributions now total more than $3,000. The families had to raise $2,500 by today for deposit money. They need $6,750 by April 10th for the down payments. It looks like at least they met the one payment with the $3,000 only needing $2,500. More on that a little later. Enforcing Taft Hartley and the coal miners. That story coming up on WPGC.
IFOs, identify foreign objects. IFOs mean savings for you in every way. We save gasoline and money and save energy every day. Fighting astronomical prices, your price galaxy rights.
The greatest Toyota car and truck event of the year, Laurel Auto Parts Toyota Sell-A-Thon. From now through Saturday night, every Laurel Toyota in stock, priced to go now. If you ever wanted to own a new or used Toyota car or truck, there'll never be a better time than now during Laurel Auto Parks Toyota Sell-A-Thon. Laurel Auto Park, Route 198 in Laurel, Maryland. Laurel's Toyota Sell-A-Thon means you're going to get what you asked for and maybe a lot more.
Identify foreign objects. IFOs at Laurel Auto Park. IFOs.
The mechanics of enforcing the temporary federal court order to end the coal strike under the Taft-Hartley Act involves serving notices to the officers of the United Mine Workers. U.S. Marshals have been given the task of serving some 830 notices, and the first four were served last night to union officials in D.C. The marshals must serve officials of 789 union locals and 22 union districts and 24 members of the union's executive board. More notices will be served around the coal fields today, tomorrow, and possibly Sunday. The temporary court order was issued in Washington by U.S. District Judge Aubrey Robinson. Today's vote on a leadership-sponsored amendment to the Panama Canal treaties is expected to be a clue to the final vote on the treaty, since the first time proponents of the treaties have given support to any alterations. Two of four cosmonauts aboard the orbiting Russian space lab are set to return to Earth today. At last report, they were already in their space capsule and getting ready for separation. The Fairfax County School Board has voted unanimously to close down Dunn-Loring Elementary School next fall. In a vote last night, the board decided to send Dunn-Loring students to Stinwood Elementary School, which is about 3/4 of a mile away. Some parents wanted the closing, fearing that it was becoming so small the children would be denied enough teachers. With the present enrollment of 184 expected to drop to 155, Dunn-Loring is the smallest school in the county system. Each week, WPGC awards $30 to the person who best expresses his view with a WPGC sound-off. This week's winner, Beatrice Zimmer of Falls Church, for her sound off about the killing of dolphins by commercial fishermen. Send yours to WPGC Sound Off, Box 8550, Washington, 20027. WPGC News Time is 8:29. Music, Stephen Bishop is in the studio working on the follow-up to his album called Careless. The new LP, due for mid-April release, will be titled Name Dropping. Science, a University of Connecticut research team, says it has developed a machine that uses ultrasonic vibrations to detect flaws in railroad tracks and can be used to prevent train derailments. Metro weather, well, the bad news is out your window. The good news will come by tomorrow. Rain today, with cloudy skies through tonight. High today of about 47 degrees, low tonight 37. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 57, possibly as high as 60, under the sunshine on Sunday. Here at Washington, temperature 38 at WPGC at 8:30. WPGC Music Radio, Friday morning, 8:33, 27:49. Ed McNeil for Jim Elliott. Traffic is heavy in and around the area. The only real problem is I-66 backed up 2 miles waiting to get onto the Beltway. Westbound University Boulevard closed at Honey Branch Road.
My mama told me, she said, son, beware.
Taking care of that transformer at University Boulevard, Honey Branch Road, westbound that blew up this morning. Traffic is moving once again in the area, but the damage is already done. I-66 backup waiting to get onto the Beltway is now down to 1.75 miles. Northbound Shirley Highway, slow from Landmark to Shirlington, then it picks up again until you get down to the 14th Street and Memorial Bridges, where you have the usual backup. Inbound Route 50, a little bit slow this morning, coming in from the Maryland side on the John Hanson Highway. And where else? Traffic is heavy and moving slowly. 23 before 9 now at North Bethesda Junior High. It's Be Respectful to Miss Hargett morning. And be sure and wish her a happy weekend from everybody at WPGC. The Prince George's County Department of Juvenile Services is in need of foster homes for teenagers. For more info, call 952-4780.
You got a place to get to. X-Fine Motors along the way. Your family's
It's nice to hear about saving money, too. And your Exxon dealer can tell you how to save with Uniflow, the motor oil proven to save gasoline and money. After break-in, a fleet of test cars averaged 16 extra miles per tank full of gasoline with Uniflow. That's equivalent to saving about 3 cents on every gallon of gasoline. Shouldn't you change now to Uniflow? Every day you wait could be costing you money.
Exxon wants to sell good products and wrap them in a smile to say, we should try, hope you're satisfied, thanks for coming by today. We should try, hope you're satisfied.
And that motto wants to show you how to fly.
Listen to the voices of Manhattan Auto.
I'm the service manager. When I hire a mechanic, I make sure he brings more than first-class service to the world's finest cars.
I was a specialist on Jaguars and MGs for years before Manhattan brought me over here.
I make sure he understands our service philosophy.
But that's one of the things I like about working for Manhattan. They demand quality of the job first. None of that hurry up for quick turnover muck.
We'll discuss service for Fiats, Lancias, Alphas, Jaguars, BMWs, MGs, and Triumphs. I'll tell them about our million-dollar parts inventory, that our two locations provide the largest service capacity south of New York.
If I need a certain part or special electronic equipment, they have it. I mean, whatever I need to do the job right.
The voices of Manhattan Auto. Experience is worth listening to.
Rockville Pike and Old Georgetown Road in North Bethesda and on Lee Highway in Fairfax, Virginia.
Jim Elliott, starts watching this morning. WBGC.
8:39, the Caps and the Bullets off last night. The Bullets play the Houston Rockets tonight. The Maryland women down Immaculata, and they move on to meet the Mighty Macs in the AIAW Women's Semifinals. 8:39 at WBGC.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay.
WPGC, 95 FM stereo with Eagles, and a peaceful, easy feeling, and a real nice weekend on the way, too, once we get the rain out of the way. Traffic, Shirley Highway, slow going between Landmark and Shirlington, and again, as you approach the Potomac River bridges, and I-66, a mile and three-quarter back up this morning due to some construction. Jim Elliott's on vacation. I'm Ed McNeil at 14 before
Rich's
9.
Rich's Great Outdoors presents a short course in environmental protection. You're in the woods, wearing a mountain shell. The hooded, water-resistant jacket that zips up to keep you dry. But then, the wind hits you. You snap the draft lap closed and tie the drawstring. Suddenly, the rain turns to snow. Quickly, grab your tricolored Denver vest out of the back storage pouch and put it on under the jacket. Its down-filling keeps your upper body warm to 5 degrees, while its high collar warms your neck until you're back inside. For a limited time, British shell and down vest are on sale for $39.88 each. Or for $75 for both, you can conquer the forces of nature from now till spring. And all next fall, and all next winter.
Rich's Great Outdoors in Georgetown, Montgomery Mall, Springfield Mall, and Tyson's Corner. Open Sundays, noon to 5. There's nothing like Barry Manilow live.
Double live album with songs like Bush Like We Made It. I Write the Songs, Weekend in New England is on sale now at all 8 area Sears stores. Just $7.99 for both LP and A-track. But that's not all that's on sale, because Barry Manilow's new and Even Now is on sale too. Barry Manilow's Even Now, on sale for just $4.99 for LP and 8-track tape. At Sears, listen. Now, his latest, including Can't Smile Without You, is on sale along with this double live album right now at all 8 area Sears stores.
Let's look at it this way. Would you rather have a nice day today and a rainy day tomorrow, or rain on Friday and sun on Saturday? That's the way it's going to be. Rain this morning, cloudy this afternoon, high of 47. Tomorrow, sunny and warm, high 57. It's 37 now at WPGC.
Have you seen that girl in the corner?
WPGC, getting into Bob Welch's French Kiss album. Ebony Eyes, Ed McNeil on the Jim Elliott Show. Friday morning, it's 11 before 9. 37 degrees, rain this morning, cloudy this afternoon, and sunny tomorrow. Enjoy.
We've been working on the railroad every Amtrak day, yeah. Making travel nice and easy all across the USA. Amtrak gives you super service and can save you lots of dough, yeah. So take the train and ride in comfort, the Amtrak way to go.
Amtrak's worked out lots of new low fares to the places you're going. Now when you need them most, take Boston. They'll take you there and back for just $40. Or bring the family to sunny Florida. It's only $87 round trip. And kids under 12 ride for half that. There are some travel conditions, so call your Amtrak's office or your travel agent. Ask about their other super fares, too.
So take the train and ride in comfort, the Amtrak way to go.
Call Amtrak or your travel agent.
Here's another WPGC sound off.
In response to a sound off, I would like to explain why police officers turn on their lights and sirens at intersections. In Montgomery County, there is a system of response codes. Code 1 calls are minor, where the officer gets to the scene as soon as possible. A code 2 call, however, is a potentially dangerous situation that could at any second turn into a major incident. Those few seconds it takes to sit at a light could cost a life. Code 3 responses, an officer is running a burglary in progress, or a man with a gun type of call, full speed ahead with lights and siren on. Remember, the police are relying on the information received from the caller. A hysterical citizen can make a statement that the police feel deserves a code 2 or 3 response when the incident may have only required a code 1 response. Don't ever forget that the police are out there to help you. Their response time may save a life, maybe yours. An understanding, informed citizen from Rockville, your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $30. Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington.
Take it gently out there on the roads this morning. Rain causing some slowing problems and heavy traffic, but no real backups except for I-66. The backup now a mile and a quarter due to construction that's waiting to come onto the Capitol Beltway. Accidents in Alexandria on Backlick Roads at Old Keene Mill and Beverly have that area sort of messy this morning. Traffic on the outer loop of the Beltway sort of slow between University Boulevard and the Mormon Temple. Things are slow this morning. Give yourself a few extra minutes. You might have to check in a minute or two late, but drive safely and have yourself a real good Friday. 8:55, 5 before 9 now on the Jim Elliott Show with Ed McNeil and the quite lovely Don O'Day. Hello.
Good morning. Something of interest here. The first correspondence course to achieve widespread distinction was offered in 1891 by Thomas Jefferson Foster of Pennsylvania, owner of the Shenandoah Herald newspaper. Do you know what type of correspondence course he offered his readers?
What year was that again?
In the year 1891. Don't go looking it up.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to think.
I will give you a hint. It's something we might all need in the next few days.
You got me.
It was a course in coal mining.
I'm going to say electricity wasn't really around then, but a course in coal mining.
That's right, a course in coal mining.
Could you imagine getting a pickaxe in the mail with postage due?
Could be a problem, I suppose. Washington temperature, 37 degrees, but we have a good weekend on tap. I'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes. In an effort to prevent assaults on teachers and students stealing and drug selling at Suitland High School, teachers and administrators with two-way radios have begun to patrol the hallways. The patrol units, called sweep teams, were prompted by an assault on a teacher 2 weeks ago. The teams roamed the entire school, including parking lots, restrooms, and stairwells, looking for unauthorized people. After the class bell rings, everyone in the hallway must show identification and may be questioned by the sweep teams. That's over in Suitland High School. Rescue under the North Sea. Details coming up on WPGC.
All right. March right this way.
You mean walk right this way?
No, sir. I mean march right this way to Oarsman Chevrolet.
Gee, that rhymes.
March into Oarsman Chevrolet for a red-hot deal and drive out with a Super Chevy value.
Oh, I get it. It's a big march into Oarsman during March, right?
Well, you're close. And you may want to run because there'll never be a better time for you to make a deal on the Chevrolet you've been looking for than right now.
Oh.
When Oarsman says they have selection, they mean selection. Over 3,000 brand new cars and trucks in stock and on order. The styles, colors, and all the options to tailor make your new Chevy into your dream car.
Well, how about my trade-in?
I'm glad you asked. Used car sales are booming. So when you march into Oarsman, be ready for a trade-in that'll let you trade up. At Oarsman Chevrolet, you always get your way.
I wish I'd said that.
But the big Oarsman March of Values isn't going to last forever, so march in soon. Oarsman Chevrolet, 4400 Branch Avenue, Marlow Heights, Maryland. Just take the Capitol Beltway to exit 36 North.
The two men trapped aboard a miniature submarine on the bottom of the North Sea have been freed by another mini-sub. The men were rescued this morning, almost exactly 24 hours after the rudder of their 25-foot-long, 11-ton submarine snarled in a tangle of cable yesterday. They were tidying up the seabed 70 miles east of Lerwick at the northeastern tip of the British Isles after 5 years of oil drilling. The men had food and water to last them 8 days. They shut down all emergency lighting to conserve power and to conserve oxygen. They spent most of the time lying down on mattresses. They have now been rescued. U.S. District Court Judge Aubrey Robinson has ordered the 160,000 striking coal miners to end their 94-day walkout against the soft coal industry and return to work.
Earlier, President Carter told a nationally broadcast news conference that he had decided to seek the injunction under the Taft-Hartley Act to force resumption of coal production for an 80-day cooling-off period. Carter also disclosed that the president of Somalia has notified him that he intends to withdraw Somali forces from occupied Ethiopian territory. Speaking on the Middle East, the president warned Israel against ignoring a UN resolution requiring it to withdraw from occupied Arab territories. However, Carter said he would not pressure Israeli Prime Minister Begin on that issue when the two leaders meet in Washington next week. WPGC News Time is 8:59. Music, the recording industry of America, now estimates that selling counterfeit records has developed into a $50 million a year business in the U.S. alone. Recall, Ford Motor Company is recalling 1,600 of its 78 Mustang 2s, Pintos, and Bobcats. Nuclear, President Carter this morning signs into law the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Act. It brings the U.S. in line with international treaty proposals for safeguards on the export of nuclear fuel. Some good news for tomorrow, at least. This morning, rain, dreary day, with a high of about 47, cloudy tonight, with a low of about 33, and then tomorrow, sunshine, with a high temperature of about 57 degrees. Some forecasts of possibly temperatures as high as 60 degrees by Sunday, with continued sunshine. Current Washington temperature, 38, at WPGC, AM and FM Morningside at 9 o'clock.
After 9 o'clock, Ed McNeil on the Jamelia Show. You can win up to $500 testing your musical memory in Go For It, starting Monday at WPGC.
Oh, girl, I'd be in trouble if you left me now.
WPGC, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, Friday morning. Some rain this morning, ending this afternoon, but a nice weekend. Sunny and warm tomorrow with a high of 57.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman, man. No time to talk.
WPGC gets you ready for a weekend with the Bee Gees and Stayin' Alive on a Saturday Night Fever. Jim Elliott Show with Ed McNeil, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's 9:09. Would you like to be a friend to a young girl? Well, all the dirty old men in town just went, okay. Well, first you have to be a woman 18 years or older. Then call Big Sisters of the Metropolitan Washington area. If you want more information, call 232-5600.
All over America, everyone's preparing for another Z Night at Zaire.
Guess what, Alice? We're gonna save the night away.
Oh, Ralph, you're so economical.
Z Night is one terrific sale, and it's tonight from 7 to 10 p.m.
You're really gonna love it, Alice.
There'll be red light specials every 15 minutes, exciting surprise events, plus savings all over the store.
I heard the bargains will be bigger than ever. It's fantastic.
It's Z Night.
For instance, nude Z pantyhose is just 44 cents. Sertron 3-pack C60 cassettes are just 99. And a Westinghouse flip flash is just $1.19. Limit two, at least 115 per store.
We'll shop, we'll save, we'll have a wonderful time.
Just you and me in our charge.
So come to Z Night tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at Zaire.
Let's go, Sherry. Tonight's Z Night, eh?
Oh, Ralph.
Come here. You can't do better than Zaire.
Sir, Janie and I are going to want to get married, with your permission, of course.
What? Now, wait a minute. A big step. Getting married costs lots of money.
Oh, no, sir. Not a whole lot at Royal Formal and Bridal, the area's largest complete wedding stores. Well, they're experts at making weddings beautiful without going overboard on costs.
Royal Formal and Bridal. Aren't they the ones?
The ones with all the beautiful wedding gowns. Well, Janie's already picked hers out at Royal. And mother of the bride dresses, bridesmaid gowns. Royal also has the largest men's formal wear selections. Color-coordinated tuxedos to buy or rent. Well, they've even got sizes to fit you.
What?
Sorry. But Royal is the biggest, and weddings are their only business, so they do it all for less. And wedding advice is free. Well, you might say that royal formal and bridal makes tying the knot smoother.
My new son-in-law always said he was pretty smart, but a comedian he ain't.
There are 7 royal wedding stores in the Washington area. Check your phone book.
Why don't you stay up late tomorrow night and get off on Peter Frampton? He'll be appearing on the Saturday Midnight Concert. Tomorrow night, midnight, at WPGC. WPGC with some rain this morning. Cloudy skies this afternoon, a high today of 47. Overnight it'll be cloudy, low 35. But tomorrow, sunny and warm, high 57. It's 37 at WPGC.
You know
D.C. and our all-star basketball team traveling to Warrenton tonight. Fauquier High School to play the Capital Comics at 7:30 this evening. And it sounds to me like it's going to be something like the Ten Stooges. You know what I mean. 18 after 9, 9:18 with Ed McNeil for Jim Elliott.
Cats, extra light, have the calories, all the taste, naturally.
Pick up a can or bottle of Pabst Extra Light and discover the facts of light. Fact. You'll find that Pabst Extra Light has half the calories of our regular beer, so it's far less filling than most other light beers. Fact. At the top of the Pabst Extra Light label, you'll find 2 words that tell you about the taste of Pabst Extra Light. Naturally brewed. The choicest natural ingredients are used to give you that great beer taste. The facts of light are right on the label for you to see. Pabst Extra Light is the first naturally brewed light beer with no artificial ingredients and only half the calories of our regular beer. Now that you know the facts of Pabst Extra Light, take a 6-pack home and see what we mean. Pabst Extra Light. Half the calories, all the taste. Naturally.
Pabst Extra Light. Half the calories, all the taste. Naturally.
Now at J. Riggins, men's leather blazers are on sale for just $95. Listen to J. Riggins leather specialist, Keith Cottrell.
These particular styles are very basic. They're not going to be out of style a year from now or 10 years from now.
At J. Riggins, we searched 3 continents, selected the leathers, supervised the production. Blazers that are regularly $145, now just $95.
This leather blazer can be worn with a tie, with dressy sportswear, or can be worn with jeans.
Choose from leather or pigskin suede blazers in colors that won't go out of style.
You look for details. The double track stitching, the workmanship, the quality of the skins, those are all details that makes that basic blazer stand out from anybody else's.
And these standout leather blazers are only at J. Riggins. Now, one more thing.
I strongly suggest that you hurry out and look at the selection because they're not going to be there long.
Leather blazers, just $95. Now at J. Riggins.
Shop J. Riggins, Springfield, Montgomery, Landover, Wheaton Plaza, Columbia, and Landmark Mall.
WPGC.
Don't give up on us, baby.
Good morning, it's 9:24. I'm John O'Day, and here's what's happening in the news this morning. The Labor Department reports today that the nation's unemployment rate fell to 6.1% in February. That's the lowest level in more than 3 years and a 0.2% drop from January figures. The department says continued gains in the number of jobs available offset any marginal effect from the coal strike and the bad weather. An estimated 100,000 people were hired last month, swelling the number of people employed in the United States to 93 million. The National Weather Service's Washingtonians will have to endure another cloudy, chilly day today as some rain falls in connection with a low center near the North Carolina border. However, the good news is that sunshine and warmer temperatures will make an appearance at last on Saturday, tomorrow.